Hey, I'm Mel Robbins, and welcome to Radio Headspace. Happy Monday morning. Let's do this thing. I'm so excited because I'm going to be guest hosting Radio Headspace for the next 2 weeks. And if you don't know me already, I host the Mel Robbins podcast, where I share personal stories and research-backed tactics that are designed to help you live a better life. So with that in mind, this week is all about unlocking your potential. You and I are going to explore topics like why loving yourself can help you achieve your goals. We're going to talk about the key to recognizing your passion and how to let go of what doesn't serve you. And today, you and I are going to dig into your dreams. And I'm not talking about the ones that you have while you're sleeping. We're going to talk about the dreams that get you out of bed in the morning. And maybe, unfortunately, these are the same dreams that have been put on the back burner for more practical things that are getting your attention. I'm going to share with you today why having dreams is not only important, it is critical, and why you must make them a priority, particularly if you're going through a hard time. Here's the thing about dreaming and why it's so important, particularly if you're in a challenging situation. Let's say that you just lost your job, or you're going through a divorce or a breakup. Why on earth do you need dreams right now? I'll tell you why. Because your dreams act like a beacon out in the future, almost like a lighthouse in a storm. And those dreams call you through the challenging thing that you're dealing with right now. Your dreams remind you that this moment is temporary. They give you something bigger to work towards. Based on all the research, people that have goals and dreams have a greater sense of meaning and purpose in their life. Why? Because it gets you out of the day-to-day autopilot that you're currently in. One of the reasons why it's so scary to admit what you want is because the second that you admit to yourself that there is something more, there is this big thing that you feel called to pursue, you get so present to how much you truly desire it. I'll give you an example. So we have a 23-year-old daughter who is a senior in college. She is studying at the Thornton School of Music, and she dreams of being a singer-songwriter. She is getting so close to graduating. And we were sitting there having lunch yesterday, and we were talking all about kind of the next steps, and she burst into tears. And I said, what is coming up for you right now? And she said, I'm just so scared. I want it so bad, and I am so afraid that it's not going to happen. And so whether your dream is to launch a business or heal your trauma or to reinvent your life or finally finish that manuscript, ignoring it is what feels safe. Because you think that when you ignore this thing that you want to do and you tell yourself all the reasons why it's not going to work out, you think you're protecting yourself. But the truth about dreams is, and this is really interesting, no matter how much you ignore them or you try to push them down, they never leave you. They just sit there and haunt you. And so I think the reason why we push them away is because the moment that you admit what your dream is out loud, you immediately feel present to this greatness inside you. And then what rushes in immediately behind it is this fear. What if it never turns out? One thing that I want to leave you with today is this simple mindset flip that I use all the time. The next time you find yourself getting present to that thing that you want, allow yourself to feel what it would feel like to have it. Notice when the fear kicks in and you start going, well, what if this and what if that? And then you're just going to say to yourself, well, what if it all works out? What if I try and it's the best decision I ever make? What if I pursue this thing and it actually happens? What if I go for it and I don't even make it a reality? But along the way, I actually find something even better. I find a part of myself. Because I think part of the thing that we do to ourselves in life is that we even push down our desires. We tell ourselves we're not allowed to have those things. And so in order to bring dreams and goals back into your life, I got to give you permission to just freaking dream. If you're somebody who's just staying afloat, or you're surrounded by family members or significant others or friends who aren't cheering for your dreams, you need to dream louder than ever. And here's why. You were not born to just survive. You are here for a reason, and you know it. And so if you don't believe it, and the people around you don't believe it, your friend Mel Robbins is here to tell you that I love you, and I believe in you, and I believe in your ability to create a better life. That's what you deserve. That's it from me today. You can find the Mel Robbins podcast absolutely anywhere you listen to podcasts. And you can also learn more about my New York Times bestsellers, The High Five Habit and The 5 Second Rule, at melrobbins.com. Tomorrow, I expect you to be right back here with me because we're going to be diving into how to recognize your passion. Until then, you have a great day.